Chaim Day 111.
Hassan Day 111. Nachum, you ready? Relatives and non-Jews. We spoke about it's rechilos for me to tell you that Reuben spoke badly about you. It's going to set you against him, or to tell you Reuben spoke badly about you. Right? Because you're going to set you against Reuben. And what about if I go to your brother? I go to your brother and say, you know something? Reuben spoke badly about your brother. If you'll feel for your brother that animosity towards Reuben, it's also rechilos, not just lashon hara. I mean, not only if I tell you directly, Reuben spoke about you and you'll be upset at Reuben now. Even if I tell your brother, you know something? Reuben spoke about your brother. It'll also make him upset. So speaking to relatives is just as bad as speaking to the person himself. It's not just lashon hara, it's considered worse, and it's going to be rechilos. If it's someone who's not in the picture and I say, oh, you know something? Reuben spoke badly about Shimon. That's regular lashon hara. But here it's much worse. Here, when you're setting two people against each other, it's worse. So even if I tell your brother, Reuben spoke bad about you, that's still rechilos. Relative and close friends that will feel the animosity for you when they hear someone harbor ill will or they did something wrong to you, that's also considered rechilos, not just lashon hara. That's the first halacha. Because people feel personally hurt when one of their members or their family or their friends are attacked. Also, let's say I say, Reuben, let's say you and Reuben are having a din Torah together, right? You're going to go to court together, right? For me to tell you, a certain person, so for me, let's say I go to Reuben, I tell him, you know, I go over to you, I tell you, you know, Reuben said you're going to for sure lose the din Torah. That's going to cause you to be upset at Reuben, he's already taking sides. Also, I tell your brother also, you know something? Your brother is for sure going to lose the din Torah. I think that you guys are wrong. And Shimon said that you guys are wrong. That also is going to be rechilos. Whether if I speak directly to the person, that I say, Shimon said you're going to lose and you're wrong. Or if I tell your brother, you know, Shimon said you guys are going to lose, your side of the court case is wrong. That's also considered rechilos. Now also there's another very dangerous type of rechilos, which is to a non-Jew. Sometimes you can have a Jew who sets a non-Jew against another Jew. For example, let's say a guy, a non-Jew, buys something from you, from Yaki, he buys something from you, right? And then some Jew comes and tells him, you know something, that stuff he sold you is garbage, it's a fake, it's a copy. That's rechilos, it's setting the guy against the Jew. That's a specifically, it's rechilos, a specifically dangerous type of rechilos, because many times the guy could cause the Jew much harm and even ruin his livelihood or hurt him physically. So therefore, it's especially dangerous type of rechilos to set a guy.
The Jew sold the guy, or the guy sold the Jew?
No, the Jew sold the guy. The Jew sells diamonds. And you go over to this guy, you say, can I see that diamond? You want from that guy, this diamond is dirty. He cheated you, it's fake, I don't know what it is. It's not a real diamond. So it's a very dangerous type of rechilos, especially because the guy could go and harm the Jew. So be very careful. It's very common in competition. When, let's say, you have a competitor, and you know a guy buys from your competitor. Some people, they like to, it's common to tell the guy, you know what I mean, the stuff that you get is really garbage, or this and that, you know, it's fake. Basically, so you're doing it for your own good, but it's rechilos, it's a dangerous type of rechilos to set a non-Jew against the Jew. So to be careful. That's day one.
Okay, any
inyan,
even if the guy is right, to get a guy to go against the Jew.
It's correct. You're saying here it's specifically.
Even if the guy is right,
he's quite understandable. You're right. That's true.
And where are we holding him up this?
Oh, so now you'll know the right page. So it's A1. Tell us which one. Zayin A.
So Dine A.
Aleph.
You're Zayin Amr Aleph? Fine. Baruch Hashem, holy now by the new city. Only 9, 10 lines from the top on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So referring back to our Mishnah, Kama Yechol Ben Atavla, how much do you have to eat from the untithed produce to be Chayav Malchus? Right? Our Mishnah was dealing with when you get Malchus. So how much do you have to eat to be Chayav Malchus?
Tevel.
Sorry, how much Tevel do you have to eat to be chayimat. Now, if you remember from our Mishnah, it was a long time ago. It was a while back. But our Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph was 4 Daf ago. The end of the Mishnah, what was the end of the Mishnah? We had a machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. Whoever wants to turn back, it's probably smart to turn back to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph 13a to see the Mishnah.
Rav Shimon
and the Chachamim. So Kama Yechal, it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines on the bottom of the page, the second word on the line. Kama Yechal Menatavah, how much does one need to eat from untied foods? Vihei Chayiv, and he will be Chayiv. He'll be Chayiv Malkus. I'll transgress the law and get Malkus. Rav Shimon Amar, Koshu, anything, any amount, you're Chayiv. Even if you eat a drop, you're Chayiv. Chachamim Amar, Kazayis, you have to eat a Kazayis. Like, oh, you have to eat a Kazayis. Abelam, Rav Shimon told her then, Do you not agree to me? When you eat an ant, a live ant, kolshu, even whatever it is, whatever size, all that it is, whatever size it is, shu chayiv, that you're chayiv. So you agree to me, you don't eat a kazayis. Over there by eating an ant, you tell me you're chayiv. Amrulai, they said back to him, the Chavim said back to him, that's b'pnei shehi kibir yasa. It's like its creation. I mean, it's a whole creation. Amalahed, he said to them, Afrita Agas Kabriyasa, even a wheat kernel is the whole creation. So if you're telling me you're special, you don't need a kazayis because you're a creation, so what? Achita also should be chayiv. So Reb Shimon wants to say, even achita, you're chayiv. And Chacham say, no, one kernel is not enough. One piece of wheat is not enough. You're going to need to eat a kazayis to be chayiv malchus, then get the davir. Let's battle it out. Let's see now, 10 lines for the Tabi Zayin Amal. Kama, Yechob, and Atavol, etc. Amar Rabibi. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. Rabibi says the name of Rav Shimon Lakish. Machloikis, when is the argument? When do Rish Lakish and the Chachamim, when do Rav Shimon and the Chachamim argue? That's Bechita in a whole kernel. In one kernel, one wheat, one piece of wheat. One piece of wheat. There they'll say, Chachamim will say, you're not Chayiv. Rav Shimon says, you're Chayiv. Avo b'kemach, but however by flour, if it's already ground up, everyone agrees kazayis. That's really, if you read our Mishnah, that's what Mishnah sounds like. Where was the whole argument between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim in a creation that was not live? In a chita, if it was a not live creation, it was a piece of wheat. Chachamim said you need a kazayis. Rav Shimon said you need a piece of wheat. So that's what we're saying now. But if you grind it up, Rav Shimon would agree to you, you need a kazayis. It doesn't have the special.
But how can you make a statement like that? Because Rav Shimon doesn't
agree with it. How do you, when you read the Mishnah, the only thing he tells me, if you read the Mishnah,
it's only about
the Bria. Exactly. But so Rav Shimon's arguing point is only because it's special, because it's a Bria. The minute it's ground up into flour, he would agree. It loses that status, and he'll agree you need flour. I'll agree
he's
that you need it. It's simple because
he's saying it's just through deduction, deducing that.
So on a simple level, yes, he's saying the name of his Rebbe Rish Lakish. That yes, because that was his whole argument. He only argued his whole. That was the argument point. So obviously, it's not a priya. He'll agree you need a kazayis. Yeah, by deduction.
If you're assuming that they both agree on flour, can you also assume that the kernel is not a complete kernel it can be considered flour.
You're right, it would be the same halacha. If it wouldn't be a complete kernel, you're right. You also, according to this, you would not be chayiv, even according to Reb Shimon, if it's not a full kernel, correct? It's actually a whole kernel. Good. So that's Rabibi. And that's simply how you read our Mishnah. That's how one would read the Mishnah on a simple level, that the argument is only when it's a creation, and Reb Shimon only argues on a whole chita. A flour, he agrees, you need a kazayis. That's the word it says. So again, Amar Rabibi, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. Machloikis, what is the argument between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim? Bechita, by a whole piece of wheat, by a piece of aval bekemach, but by flour, if it's already ground up, it's not a creation. The reakol, it's the words of everyone. Everyone agrees. Kazayis, even Rav Shimon will agree, you need a kazayis. Chaz Rav Yermi says, no, you don't know how to read the Mishnah. You don't understand how to read the Mishnah. Reb Yirmiyah, Amar Reb Shimon Lakish. Reb Yirmiyah said, I remember from my Rebbe something else. Reb Bibi, I was sitting in the same shir as you. I remember from Reish Lakish something else. I remember otherwise. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiyah says in the name of his Rabbi Rish Lakish. Kemachloikas bezu, like the machloikas in this, meaning like the machloikas in a whole kernel. Kach so too machloikas. There's an argument bezu in this, meaning in flour. You're telling me the machloikas is only by A, by wheat, and not by B, not by flour. Wrong. Kemachloikas is like machloikas in A is in wheat kernel. Kach machloikas so too machloikas is going to be in flour. The Rav Shimon holds even flour doesn't mean it because ice. It's not because it's a bright. Even if it's a tiny drop of flour, you're still chayiv.
When is Divrei HaKol used over Kol Yoma?
When is Divrei HaKol used over Kol Yoma? I don't know, but it could be Divrei HaKol could be used more if there's a Mishnah where it's dealing with two different shitas right here, Divrei HaKol and on the Tanan. Kol Yoma is a more
general.
Divrei HaKol is on. Usually that's what comes out. I think. Often, that's fine. So what's that? That's machlokes between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says machlokes is only by wheat. Rabbi Yirmiyah says no. Machlokes Rabbi Shimon would still be strict even by flour. Tanah, we left it in Mishnah. I remember Rabbi Shimon said to them. He said to the Chachamim, "I atem maidem li, are you do not agree to me?" But Eichel Namala, when you eat an ant, Kol Shehu, all that it is, whatever size it is, Shu Chayiv, that you're Chayiv. So you see that even when you eat a creation, you're Chayiv. So Amrullah, I read this, quoting our Mishnah. They said to him in our Mishnah, Mipnei Shekir Yasa, because that is the creation. That's the way it's created. That's all creation. Amrullah answered Rav Shimon, he said to them, Afchita Achaz Kir Yasa. Even one Chita also is Kir Yasa. This was our Mishnah. This is a quote for our Mishnah. So what does it seem from our Mishnah? It seems like Rabibi is right. Chita in. Chita, yes. They're arguing in a case of a whole kernel. That's where they are. That's the arguing point. Kamachloi, on flour, they don't argue. It seems like they only argue on a kernel. They don't argue on flour from our Mishnah. Right? That's his whole arguing point. He's trying to argue on the fact of a barrier. That's your creation, this creation. So the Mishnah says, it seems to be Rabibi is right. It's a question on Rabbi Yirmiyah. It seems to be the Machloi is only by wheat, by flour. Rabbi Shimon agrees. The Gemara answers no. The Gemara does this. Could I understand what the Gemara is? The Gemara is saying no. The Gemara does this often. Saying, L'divrehem ka'amar luhu. According to their words, he's saying to them. Meaning, Rav Shimon is going into the Shita of the Chachamim. Saying, according to your words, that's what I'm trying to focus on, this Bria thing, creation, not creation. So he means like this. L'di, because according to me, by me, afilu kamach nami, even flour also, you can eat a kalshu. And you're chayiv. He's saying, to me, afilu kachnam, even flour also. That's what I would hold. Ela leditru, rather, according to you, oiduli mias, agree to me, at least agree to me, dechita, achas, kabriyasa. At least one chita should be a bria. He's saying, I hold you don't need anything. I hold that you can eat a tiny drop of flour, you're already chayiv. But you, who you're in the world of creation, makes a difference to you. So just like an ant to the whole creation, you're chayiv. A whole wheat kernel also. You should be chayiv. Just like if that, in your world, is that plugging into your world? In my world, even flour ground up a drop is chayiv. You know, you don't need a kazayis. But I'm going to your world. Saying, so again, literally, according to me, afilu kamachnami, the flour is okunami, also you chayiv for a kalshu. And according to you, at least agree to me, the chita achad, when you eat one chita, that's a creation. That when you eat one chita, that's a creation. So that's also a creation. So therefore, you should be chayiv.
You hold it also by a nemlach, a
namlach,
nemala. That if you hold, if you eat a
yeah, he doesn't care anything.
He doesn't care about bria.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He's saying he doesn't care about bria.
Yeah, a drop because he.
I'm only arguing bria because you argue. You have an argument in bria.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm trying to bring it down to the lowest common denominator of the wheat kernel.
Correct.
But.
Yeah, I hold nothing.
Really, I'm holding anything that you
correct.
Kemach, even correct. Not a kemach.
Correct. Like Rashi is going to tell us that he holds. Rashi is going to really. Gemara is going to speak it out when you ever say kazayis. Yeah, he holds the halacha of kazayis was not said for eating a whole bug. There's no such halacha. You don't need a kazayis. You eat a tiny drop, one leg, any tiny drop, you're ready chayiv. Chacham won't know. Chacham will say you need either a kazayis or a creation.
So he's holding on
two things. Two double arguments going on.
If you eat a little tiny piece of bug, he's holding the same thing on the five.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the lava, whatever you're going to get.
There's only four makos over there.
Whatever you'll get.
And not the one for the complete creation.
No, he always, you always get that. He doesn't need a complete creation. He doesn't need a complete creation.
It's either for the complete creation or it's for the kazayas. It's not one for one or for the other.
He holds you don't need a complete creation. He holds you don't need anything. You don't need a complete creation or kazayas.
In the original we had, if a person needs a whole bug, he gets five.
That's chachamim. All
two
the chachamim.
Three for the pesukim and two for the chalim.
That's all the chachamim.
Nothing to do with the complete creation.
That's all chachamim. Rav Shimon doesn't care about it. If you eat one piece, you're chai.
Five
times. Yeah, five lav. Yeah, five. Whatever it is, whatever you eat. Yeah, for an ant. Yeah, according to Rav Shimon, he doesn't care about kazayas at all. He doesn't care kazayas. Doesn't need breathe. Doesn't need anything. Chachamim say either kazayas, either eating kazayas, or at least it has to be a creation. It has to have some level, some status, some chashiva, some importance to it, right? He goes, no, I don't. It can have zero importance. It can be a tiny leg of an ant. You're ready, chayiv, 100%, and you get malchus. Good. But now the Gemara is just asking back. So what's the Rabbanan's answer to him? Because he's going into their world. But in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan don't answer back. He asks that according to me, even a piece of even a drop of flour, you're chayiv. You don't need a creation. But according to you, that creation is what gives it the status that you're chai if you eat the creation. So what about a wheat kernel? So like why I said Rabbana, what are the Rabbana going to answer back? Bria's neshama chashuva. If it's a bria with a neshama, that like an ant, it has some type of life force, then it's chashuva, that's considered important. So if you eat a whole one of those, you're chai. Chita, a little wheat kernel, like chashuva, it's not chashuva. So even though it's a whole creation, just because it's a whole creation doesn't help me. It has to be a whole creation, plus it has a neshama to it. Then you're chayav according to Chachamim. If not, if it's a weak kernel, then you need a kazayis. So Chachamim says two choices. Either...
If it's not, then you need
a whole kazayis of this thing. Either if it's a creation, a live creation, with something which has a neshama to it, like a bug, then you could eat the whole thing, you're chayav. Or you need a kazayis. So... That's the two choices. That's what gives it the importance. It's a bug, a moving thing, or whatever, a creature that is much more important than a piece of wheat. Like, so the thing.
Only a chumrah to have to make an after bracha on a complete.
Yes, it's machlekes. It's not a chumrah. It's a machlekes. You should get out of it. We don't want to get nachal. It's a similar machlekes, but over there it's a machlekes.
Because of this machlekes?
I don't know if it's based because here the chachamim hold clearly that a bria you are chay. Over there it's
only if it has a neshama.
Yeah, it's not simple.
They're just got nothing to do with the shama. It's blueberries. It's anything.
Yeah, it's not nothing to do with the shama. There's a similar machlekes. It's not the same machlekes. It's a similar. It's not the same. It's a similar machlekes over there.
Right.
If you can eat right by hilchos brachos, we have a very similar idea. Whereas machlekes apayiskan, if you eat a whole, let's say a whole grape, and it's not a kazayis. Let's say you need to eat three grapes for a kazayis of grapes. Could you make an after brach if you eat a whole one?
I think by grape, yes, because it's a chashuv.
It could be machlekes apayiskin.
Even
the elamites, we say that it's still. We try to get out of it.
Right.
The pasuk says, "Don't get involved." Which means Mahilchas brachos is a big question. That over there also, do you go by the creation? Let's eat a whole grape, or do you need a kazayis? You need to eat three or four grapes to make an after bracha. There also, we say to try to get out of it. Either if you're eating a grape, cut it in half. If you're eating one grape, cut it in half. So eat half at a time. Don't get it. Not worth getting involved in machlekes because in doubt if you're going to have to make after. Let's say a whole blueberry. There it's hard to cut it in half. So if you're eating blueberries, try to eat the sheer blueberries. Don't eat one blueberry. As long as they're without bugs, but let's say you get bugless blueberries.
Yeah.
Then, or whatever it is, whatever you're eating, grapes also, they could eat small grapes. So they also, it's machlekes. It's very similar machlekes. Do you go by creation or do you need a kazayis? Good? They also, we say stay out of the machlekes. Don't get involved in the argument over there. Now here, very similar. But here, the Chacham is saying you need either or. Here, the Chacham are saying they're both good. Either you have a creation of something which is with a neshama, with a life force to it, or a kazayis. So a wheat kernel alone is not enough, according to the Chachamim. So that was the Rabbana, priest neshama chashuva. If it has a neshama to it, it's chashuv. Chita lo chashuva, a wheat kernel is not chashuv. Now what exactly does it mean over here, something that has a neshama to it? What exactly does it mean that has a neshama to it, if it's living? Our scientists over here said wheat kernels also are living. Everything's living. Every plant also is living.
Yeah.
So what exactly does that mean? Living, not living. Where do you draw the line over here? Everything is living. In a scientific...
spiritually also everything's living.
Spiritually everything's living. So what he says, the interesting thing Tyson says over here, Tyson has a whole question from a kid. He says that basically, say, so Tyson says over here that If you chop it in half and it loses its life force, that's called something. That's what we're saying. It has a neshama to it. We're saying it has a neshama, and it's chashuv that if you eat the whole thing, if you chop it in half, and it will lose its life. Okay. So when you eat it whole, so if you take a bug, you chop it in half, it won't live anymore. Then that's chashuv when it's alive.
Right.
The whole berry is chashuv, right? A wheat kernel, you chop it in half, didn't lose its life. Right. A piece of wheat, if it wasn't like living,
but
it didn't.
But they were going to get an ashes.
That's the question. That's his answer.
If you chop a wheat kernel in half, it loses its life force. A wheat kernel in half can't create a new wheat.
If he's in this way, we mean that you can't see it living. He's us. We
no,
don't see
but,
it living.
But the whole what is a wheat kernel is? It's to propagate a new wheat. It won't be able to do that if you chop the grain in half. It won't be able to do that.
You sure?
Yes.
If you chop it in half, it'll lose it unless they put two halves in the ground.
Keep him with a white coat on, a white laboratory.
I thought it sounds like more like a life force that we know, the life we know about, like a living thing that moves and yeah, it's something more like.
But it doesn't
that.
Even apply. It doesn't even apply to our machlokes.
Of course it does.
A weed and ants.
Of course it does. A weed and ants. So
if you chop a weed in half, it's no longer a weed that can reproduce. If you chop an ant in half,
you made up a new thing about reproducing. That doesn't say reproduce.
What does it mean to live?
It's still living. The thing still has a life force.
If you chop wheat in half, it's not going to be able to grow. It won't be able to reproduce. It won't be able
you can
to
still eat it. It didn't lose a life.
It doesn't matter about eating. You can still eat
that.
You can eat an ant that's chopped in half.
To someone who's not a scientist, it lost its life. A wheat kernel didn't lose its life. To me, I'm a regular person without like a fancy, you know. Yeah. For me, a regular guy, it didn't lose. I don't see a wheat kernel losing any life. Say to the regular naked eye, it doesn't look like you lost its life. A wheat kernel, an animal, a creature, I see it lost its life. The minute I chopped it, it lost its life. Say to me, the way I see it, lost its life. There is a difference. You agree to me? If I'm not a scientist with my telescope, to me, I don't see a difference between a wheat kernel cut
and
very
not happy with the answer.
Huh? you'll work on it. You'll Google. You'll figure it out. You'll figure that. You'll have to understand. In the big time, you'll read Tyson's inside. You'll see the Tyson of Gidanasha. He goes through the whole thing of Gidanasha.
Basically, Gidanasha is considered a bria.
A what?
A bria, a creation, even though it's the sciatic nerve, because it came from. If Tosfos brings down, it comes from something, it's derived from something that was alive, not a wheat kernel, I'm sorry, but something that was alive, then it's considered still a bria.
Yeah,
that's what it says.
Well, that's my question about like a finger. Is a finger a
complication? No, Taisa talks about it. Taisa is interesting. Gemara. The Gemara said Gid Hanasha, which is like the, it's really the thing. That's what they say in English. Okay, it's sciatic nerve. Fine. It's the Gid Hanasha on the animal. You know the part you know that he eats. So that is said over there that the Gid Hanasha is considered that over there it is considered a barrier. It's considered something, even though it has no neshama to it. So Taisa says it means from business to business. You have what to work on. Basically, I don't understand the scientific sugi, so it's a hard sugi for me. You'll understand it.
No.
But
it's in a different language.
You'll figure it out. You'll Google it. You'll figure out how what's the berry. But then it says, what then it says, if you chop it in half and it loses its life, that's called a berry that had a neshama to it. That's what Taisa says. You work on it. I don't know anything. I don't know Taisa. It's a whole big Taisa there. You'll don't listen to me. I don't know anything.
We
don't listen to you. Don't listen to me. I don't know this. Don't listen to me. No, look into it. Ask somebody what it means. Ask someone who knows scientific terms. I don't know these things. No, I'll explain it to you scientifically. Call Rabowski. Say it's Call Rabowski. Call him.
Oh.
Call Rabowski. Should you call Rabowski? Rabowski will help him?
No,
fine. I'm saying that joke. Now, let's see. Fine, so again, what happened in our studio? We have two shitas. We have the shita of Rabibi, and we have Rabbi Yirmiyah. Right, Rabibi says, that's it, we lost you. Hey, Rabibi, and we have Rabibi, we have Rabbi Yirmiyah. We have
Rabibi,
we have two sheep, we have Rabibi and Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabibi said that the machlokes that of Rav Shimon and the Rabban and our Mishnah, Rav Shimon would even hold that Rav Shimon will only agree by a wheat kernel. By flour, he'll argue, flour will hold, also he'll agree you need a kazayas. Right? Yeah. Like always, you need a kazayas. Like all other shirim. Whenever there's a shear, whenever there's an amount you need a kazayas always, right? Allah Almighty, we see now. Whenever you need amounts, you usually need a kazayas. Eating bread, you always need a kazayas. Correct? To bench on bread, whatever you talk about, you always talk about a kazayas. Comes Rabbi Yirmiyah, he says, no! Rabbi Shimon holds, we don't care about kazayas at all over here. We don't care about kazayas. Kazayas do not play a role at all regarding malchus. To get malchus, you don't have to eat a kazayas of teva. Even if you eat a drop of flour, you're still chai. Good? Like, why is that? But it doesn't fit into the Mishnah. It does fit into our Mishnah. Good thing. Because in the Mishnah is saying, I hold that even a drop of flour you chayav. But I'm arguing in you and you that say you go by a creation, you should at least agree to me by a weak kernel. The Rabbanim say, no, there's two different types of...
One's significant and one
isn't. Right, one is significant. If it has a life force to a neshama, it's significant. If not, it's not. Now let's get the Gemara further. Even though Rabbi Yirmiyah sounds like the bigger Chiddush, we're bringing a brisa like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Tanya kavaseya de Rabbi Yirmiyah. We learned the brisa like Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Rabbi Shimon Naimi, Rabbi Shimon says, kol shehu l'makos, any amount that you eat, you get malchus. Right? It doesn't have to be a feria, it doesn't have to be a creation. Even any drop you'll eat of tevel, you'll get malchus. When do we say kazayis? But halacha which we see now, we know to get ister is kazayis. Like, amru kazayis elo l'inyan karbon. We didn't say the halacha that you need to eat a kazayis only when you bring your karbon. Meaning what? He agrees there is a halacha which we see now, right? Passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu, that the sheer of eating things that are usher is a kazayis. He agrees. However, when was that said? It wasn't said regarding the halacha of malchus. And regarding, right? Because even if you eat a drop of flour, we'll whip you. You get the lot. So where did that halacha come into play? With regarding a cases where you need to bring a karbon for eating what you ate. For example, someone ate forbidden fats. Right? If he did it on purpose, what's the halacha? Person gets karis.
Yeah.
And what's the rule? When you do it on purpose, you get karis. You do it by mistake, you bring a karbon chata. This is a rule you need to know. Everybody's listening?
You can make a mistake and you bring a korban.
Rabbi Yami, when do you bring a karbon chata? In a shogeg where if you would have done it on purpose, you would get karis. Mm-hmm. So when you do it by mistake, you get karbon chata.
So can we conclude from this that if you have to bring a korban because you eat more than kazayas, therefore everything else less than that is makos? Like Rabbi Shimon?
No, exactly. But he knows, but we're in the world, we're in Reb Shimon now. We're in the world.
So Reb Shimon's shita is anything that you eat from Tevel, less than a kazayas, be it kema, be it chita,
right,
be it bria,
you're
going to get makos. And if you ate more of Tevel or anything else than a kazayas, you would also have to bring a
no, because in this case, you don't bring a carbon. That's just the rule, because in this case, it's misa b'dei shemayim. There's no carbon. If you eat it more than a shear, you don't bring a carbon for eating tevel. Not in this case. In this case, you don't bring it. It's not a karis. It's misa b'dei shemayim.
I understand. Why is it saying...
We're bringing the rule, because we're saying, when did we ever say the idea of a kazayis by eating something that's usher is only in a case where, let's say, you would get karis, you do it on purpose. If you do it by mistake, basically it's only whenever a carbon applies to your case.
So do all these cases apply to the korban?
No, not a lot of them don't. Only don't. Most of them don't. Most of them aren't. Depends. Some are cases in the original Mishnah were karis, some of them weren't. Some, only the ones that are karis. The case is that if you do it on purpose, you get karis. That if you do it by mistake, you bring a carbon. So there you need a kazayis to be liable to bring a carbon. But for an occasion where there's no karis, it's just mitzvah de shemayim, which just lashes, we don't say you're kazayis. Over there, any amount you eat, you're already chayv. But just, you have to realize, in this case, you would never bring a carbon. In the case of eating tevel,
in other cases,
we're
talking about the term kazayis, even though it applies to other cases, mm-hmm. The kazayis comes into play on...
Only for carbon.
Right.
Only in a case where if you do it on purpose, you get carbon. That's what he's saying. We know that the Alchemist we see that about kazayis. You can't get out of this. We're saying, according to Reb Shimon, when do we say that rule of kazayis for eating things that are usher? That wasn't regarding getting the lav and getting malchus. That's regarding carbon for a separate
halacha. Why is it mentioned over there, kazayis?
Yeah, we know. Because we know that the Alchemist we see that it says you need kazayis for ister. Yeah, for eating things that are usher. That's known. So he's just saying, he's narrowing it down. He's saying that wasn't a case for getting...
Yeah, how is he coming to apply it only for the case of korban?
Because he's telling me here that it's not in this case. He's saying it doesn't apply. He's saying over here...
And he said, but where is he learning that it goes to the korban?
Where is he learning?
Well, how is he saying...
It's for sure it goes for korban. You're saying, how does he know it doesn't go by over here and it doesn't go by...
How is he coming to say that the case of kazayas applies to korban? Does it say over there?
It says it's for Isser. It says for Isser. The way to get an Isser, the way you for eating Isser, you have to eat a kazayis. Lachem Shusina is when you eat forbidden foods, the shear is a kazayis.
So then why doesn't that apply to an ant?
Because he says that's only referring to the halacha of carbon. He's narrowing things.
Why does he know that?
That's his masorah. The halacha of mishmasina. His masorah.
It's
his masorah.
It's only on a korban.
Regarding to carbon, you need a kazayis.
The halacha of mishmasina only on kazayis.
No, when does when do we say we know the halacha mishmasina that with regarding eating usher stuff, the amount is a kazayis.
Right.
Now, however, he's saying that's only regarding the halacha to bring a carbon or to get karis. That's not referring to a case to give you malchus. That wasn't the halacha mishmasina. It wasn't said to, it wasn't giving you an amount that you're going to give malchus. Basically, we have a lot of points where we've seen that if you eat a kazayis of Isser, you're chayv.
Right.
Good. Now, where does that apply to?
You say only in the case
where in a case
where the person be chayv a korban.
Correct. But regarding the case where you're just chayv malchus for getting a lav, it's even less. It's even if you eat a drop, you're chayv. You don't. There's no halacha of a kazayis. Right? All the halachas of kazayis, all shirim are halacha which we've seen that. Right? How do we know all these numbers? You need a kazai, it's kebe, a kasevas, yim kippur, it's all from halacha moshe
v'sinai. What happens over here? We have a dispute in the halacha moshe v'sinai?
Basically.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what comes out.
Is that what comes out?
It comes in, that's what comes out.
That Rav Shimon is holding that it only, kazai is only holds by korban, in the case of korban, and Hakamim are holding that halacha moshe v'sinai is kazai is across the board of any iser.
Even from Malkus. Right. Yeah, correct.
Any iser.
Right. Correct. That's what comes out. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
All arguments are coming from
I think. Mm-hmm. However, there's two things going on at once. So we have to keep two. There's two things. First of all, there's one machlokes about. That's one machlokes. If you need a kazayis here altogether, so if Shimon holds, you don't need a kazayis. Nacham holds, you do need a kazayis. So that's already granted. That was even before our Mishnah. That was introduction to our Mishnah. Comes our Mishnah says, Rav Shimon says, you chacham hold, you need a kazayis, or a beria, you hold a beria equals a kazayis. That's a chacham's chiddush. If you realize, so the chacham first of all hold that you need a kazayis. Rav Shimon holds you don't need a kazayis. That's first of all, right, in Malchus. Second of all, chacham come and say, a beria is good enough, a creation is good enough,
right?
You don't need a kazayis, not only kazayis works. The whole point of kazayis, what's the point of a kazayis? To make it important. To make a chashuv. So they say, just like a kazayis, the same would apply. I don't know if they necessarily had this from the halacha which we see tonight, but there is understanding that also a full creation would also be considered a chashuv, therefore you're also going to get malchus, even if it's less than a kazayis. Mm-hmm. So Kadir Rav Shimon says, in your world, a beria, so a whole kernel, is important, should also be chayv. And then they answer, no, what's called important by us is something with a neshama. So this whole thing, Agmar understood now, is all under the surface. This, that, Shimon holds, there's no halacha which we see now with the end of Chacham hold, there is. That's all before our Mishnah. Our Mishnah comes step two.
Right.
Right.
I have a question on the very last part. Why did all of a sudden just switch into talking about Korbanot and...
Because we're explaining, because he has to do something. It's a good question. With the halacha which we see now. He has to excuse himself. We know that the halacha which we see now, Pesach and Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
That the amount you have to eat to be chayiv when you eat things that are aser is kazayis.
Okay.
So how could your Shimon just ignore that? How could you just say?
Why would he go something small like a bria kernel?
So he holds even like a drop. He holds even a drop, eating a piece of flour. So he said, he's explaining that whole halacha on Meshmi Sinai that was stated over there of eating kazayis was regarding a different halacha in Isser. It's regarding a different point. In
this
a case,
is of table, and this is no,
and that's in a case. Let's say, for example, chaylev eating usher who is usher fats. Uh-huh. And over there, how much you have to eat to be chayav to bring a karma? How much you have to eat by mistake, or how much you eat if you did it on purpose to get karmas? So over there, the lechem moshe v'sinai says it's a kazayis. But what are you referring to our case of tevel, where it's misa b'dei shemayim, who is not in our case at all? You're referring to eating usher foods where it's regard in a different realm of carbon and karmas. If it's just misa b'dei shemayim, like our case, different punishments there. The shear was not. Kazayis. There, the shear is a drop. There's no, that was never the shear. Because that's just like excuse himself. It's like have a comeback. Where in the world did we say kazayis? Saying that was only by karma. Good. So let's see Rashi. See Rashi. Machlekas pechita. Shehi kibriyasa, which means this was in Rabibi. Rabibi said the whole argument is only in a whole kernel. Because that is its creation, right? So with here, Rav Shimon would agree that you're chayv, but he would never agree. Or he would never argue by flour. Then came Rav Yirmiyah and said, "No, k'machlekas bezu, kach machlekas bezu." What did Rashi say? The Kasava Rav Shimon holds the chol ha'isurim in all isurim. When everything, anytime you eat things that are aser, kol shehu l'makas, all that there is. Any amount you eat, you get malchus. Even a kosher, you don't need a kazayis. So when did we say kazayis? When's halacha moshe v'sinai? V'loy amru kazayis, they didn't say kazayis, elo le'inyan karbon, only regarding the topic of a karbon, al shigagas karas, when you do a mistake, for some should get karis when you do a b'meiz. Shivigas karis means when you mistakenly do something that gets karis when you do it on purpose. Shivigas, when you do b'shogig, something was by mistake, yeah, something that's really liable to karis. Allah al mashmisina, that's Allah al mashmisina. So Allah al mashmisina will apply.
So over there. No,
that's one argument. Then the second argument.
Bria also.
There's two arguments. Yeah. There's first of all, Allah Hamash Mesinai. And also.
Bria, right.
Rav Shimon holds you don't need a Bria at all. But according to you, who needs a Bria, at least you should need this. Yeah. Say no. Since a weak kernel doesn't have a life force, so that's not considered important enough for. That's not considered important enough for us. Fine, very good. Let's see the next Mishnah. Ha'aygal bikurim. Let's say someone ate bikurim. What's bikurim? Anybody know what bikurim is?
Bikurim is when you donate to the temple, isn't it?
The first fruits. What's the first fruits?
Seven species.
The first fruits of the Shiras Aminim in Eretz Yisrael, while there's the Beis HaMikdash. Only while there's the Beis HaMikdash.
Like, we don't do it today?
It's no bikurim today. It's only when there's the Beis HaMikdash. It says the whole halacha is to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, Penei Abayis, to see the front of the Beis HaMikdash. There's no bikurim today. So, the only thing we do today, Chumas and Maestros. Shemitah, we don't do. We don't do bikurim. We don't do most.
Bikurim, like if you live far away, you could put it on money, right?
So Meister Shani, also bikurim, also bikurim. Also, are you allowed to apply the bikurim? It's a good question. I don't know if you agree with me.
Maybe not because it's the first.
I don't think you agree. I think you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it. I don't think we bikurim allowed to redeem. Meister Shani, you redeem.
It's a social link. Anyways, you would bring it.
Nachon, you'd usually bring it. Nachon, usually you bring it.
To Rishon,
right, it'll be too late anyway. Yeah, you'd bring it. I don't think there's nobody fighting you. The whole point is you bring your first fruits. I don't think there's redeeming your first fruits. But what was Allah? So what do you do with your first fruits? You come, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
And you say a whole. There's a whole ceremony.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hashem. You say a whole psukkim around you. I'll be, you know, our grandfather, son of the Bezazara, right? Terach, Rabbi Spolina's father. You say, what? Basically, you say a whole, all the psukim, like we say by the Seder, you say a lot of those psukim. Now, halacha is, you have to say those psukim. If you don't say those psukim, and you give the fruits to the kohen to eat, he's going to get malchus.
So oh, it's
malchus? The kohen gets malchus. Like, you bring it to him, and you say the stuff, you say it, and then you give it to him, you wave it, and then eventually you just give it to him, and then...
There's thousands of people, this is
you
like
pick your rows
of coins, no, you and pick. Then, like, everyone goes up to them, and...
So bikurim, according to there was a cycle of bikurim. Bikurim is probably a cycle. It's one of the 24 matnas kuhunas. So whoever was serving the mishmaris, that was mishmaris. There were cycles. So you come up to the kohen of that cycle, and you do your bikurim. You come to the mishmaris, and the kohen's waiting there.
All of you give a last name, go to this kohen.
Yeah. I'm sure they had. They had to organize. It was because there's mishnayis. The mishnayis I speak about. There's mishnayis. Mishnayis and talmid. Fine. So what happened over here? So let's say you didn't say the stuff. You just gave it to the kohen. You were in a rush. Uh-huh. You didn't read the stuff. You didn't read all the psukim. So that's a laugh. For the kohen to eat the stuff, basically by reading the stuff, that makes it him allowed to eat it. If you didn't read these psukim, and then the kohen ate the fruits, he's chayav malchus.
Wow.
That's the first
the
case.
Kohen.
Of the kohen. Ha'oichel bikurim. Only the kohen's allowed to eat bikurim. Ha'oichel bikurim. He ate the bikurim, the kohen. Acheloi karlin. Before it was not read on them, meaning it was not read on them, the psukim. The owner didn't read it on them. Then you got malchus. I'm going to bring a whole list. Well, let's say you ate kachim chus laklam. What's kachim? You know, in karbanis, there's two levels of karbanis.
What did you say, kachim?
Kachim. And there's kachim, which is the holy of holies, higher level.
Kodesh. It's
not the kodesh. Not the kodesh hakodashim. Right. There's kachim, and then there's kachim kalim, which is kal, which is kachim, which are lower level. Now, kachim would be like burn the carbon oil, chatas, asham. And kachim kalim, more like the peace offerings, the carbon taida.
Okay.
Those are low. Now, let's say someone ate the kachim, chutz laklaim, outside the curtains, which means in the time of the Mishkan, right, the temporary Mishkan, there was curtains. Which would be, but in the permanent Beis HaMikdash, it would be the walls of the azara, of the courtyard. So now the halacha is kachim, have to be eaten inside. So if you eat them outside, also you get malchus. The kohen, only kachim, you eat only by the kohen. So kachim, chutz laklam, outside the curtains, or outside the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Azara. Also you get malchus. Or kachim kalim, umayser sheni. Let's say you ate lower level kachim, or maister sheni, chutz laklam, outside the wall. Also, you have to eat them in Yerushalayim. Halacha is a lower level kachim kalim, right? A lot of times the Yisrael can eat kachim kalim. You bring a peace offering, you bring different offerings, Yisrael also can be part of it, then also you get Malkus. Or Hashaver es etzem Pesach Atar. Someone who breaks the bone of a Karban Pesach, which is pure. Because it is a deraisa that said, like Tishpur etzem, but don't break a bone of a Karban Pesach. Sometimes inside you want to eat the bone marrow, it's juicy. So is a deraisa to break the bones of the Karban Pesach. The halacha is, has to go to the dogs. Because it says, since they were quiet by Mitzrayim, so therefore, they get rewarded that we give them the bones. And the special is, you're not allowed to eat the bones. Any Jew is not allowed to break the bone, to suck at the bone marrow.
That's so they get
the trade stuff also they get, and
just to regular dogs that are hanging around, you give them
to? Yeah, to the table. So it says, so you're not supposed to break the guys. The one who breaks also says, Iver Issa, they're going to get Malkus. All these cases, all these cases get like a Arba'im. They get 40 lashes. Abba, however, Hamayser Bitar, someone who leaves over the pure Karban Pesach, right? You don't get Malkus. Why not?
You can fix it.
Still have it, you can fix it by burning it.
No.
Yeah. Hamayser, see, at least you know something. Hamayser Bitar, one who leaves over the pure. Or Vahashaiver, or someone who breaks the bone, Vitame Karban Pesach. In a like Arbam, you do not get 40 lashes. The second is also, because there's only an Issa to break the bone of Karban Pesach, which is pure, which is pure. If it's Tame, then there's no Issa. Fine. Next case, hopefully we know also. Hanaitel Eimal Habanim. So with this bit, Machlekes, you've run the following Machlekes, we've run the Gemara earlier already. Hanaitel Eimal Habanim. Let's say you took the children while the mother was still there by Shluch HaKei. So now, do you get Malkus? It's a lav. Don't take the mother. Don't take the children when the mother's there. Right. Rabbi Yehuda says, like you get lashes. The animal shalach doesn't help you to send away the mother bird afterwards.
Can't fix it.
No, mishalach, send it away. The ain't like you do not get Malkus. Because you can fix it by sending away the mother now. You can fix your lav. You did something wrong by taking it without sending mother. Right, like we had earlier. Rashi, we know we had it earlier. Right? If you could fix this case or not. Could you fix it by sending away the mother bird now?
Put it back.
It doesn't help to put the birds back, but if it, you already did the lot, but would it help to send the mother away? Zaka, there's a rule. Kol mitzvah lois asay, sheish bakom asay. Any mitzvah lois asay that has asay in it, ain chayavin alel. Right? Any mitzvah asay, lois asay that could be fixed by asay, you do not get malchus, like we talked about Baruch Hashem for the past few months. Right. If you have a dual lisa say, then you have a say to fix it up afterwards. Right? Lisa says, don't leave over the Karban Pesach. Then you have a mitzvah to burn it. So that mitzvah to burn it fixes up your mistake, your lisa say. Good. Time is it?